Okay, let's do it.
What's occurring?
You know what happens. I've got three situations that we've recorded. You just tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's all what's occurring at 7:47. So, in season two, Becky is currently in the lead. She won yesterday. Play along at home fun as well. Let me know how you do on 81199.
You're not going to be able to manage to keep score for a full 2 weeks.
Watch me.
Okay.
Right, here's the first...
There's an offer.
Here's the first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's your first situation. You know Chico?
Not personally, but I know of him.
You remember, it's Chico time.
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I can say is this.
Go on.
What time is it?
But here's my question to you.
Yeah?
Do the great British public remember? We sent Chico onto the streets and asked 10 people, what time is it? But how many people would say, it's Chico time? Chaffers.
I'm gonna say 5.
You're saying 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
Becky?
7.
Saying 7 out of 10.
Mm.
Okay, let's do it. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
When Chico asks people, what time is it? How many people will say his truly annoying catchphrase?
What time is it?
I don't know.
What time is it?
Yeah. Quarter past.
Afternoon, what time is it?
Chico time. Oh.
What time is it?
Chico time.
Afternoon. What time is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's 12:15.
Excuse me. What time is it?
It's 12:24.
What time is it?
Chico time.
What time is it?
I argue it's about 12:30.
Fantastic. What time is it?
You want me to say Chico time?
That's the one.
It's 12:30.
What time is it?
Chico, is that right?
What time is it?
Chico time.
Now, I don't know whether that was 4 or 5.
Why?
Because there was a girl that went, you want me to say Chico time, which she did.
She did then say it's
she
Chico
did
time.
Say it.
No, she then said it's 12, whatever it was.
Yeah, but she still said Chico time.
Exactly.
So
5.
What? Not in response to what time is it, she didn't. She said, do you want me to say
it? Oh, I don't know what to do now.
Well, either way, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Because I'm still closest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So 1 point to Chappers. Sorry, Becky. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do I have to judge this as well?
That's maybe why you won last time.
So it's
there's a lot of business in the studio today.
I think you're fine. I'm just trying to help you. Hello. Right, so it's Chappers 1, Becky.
None.
Are you ready for your next one?
Yeah.
Okay. You know Scooby-Doo?
I do know Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Scooby-Doo. I have a big Scooby-Doo at my house.
I'm sorry?
Not a big one, but like a sort of cuddly one.
You've
oh, yeah.
got a big Scooby-Doo in your house?
Yeah, cuddly Scooby-Doo at my house.
All right. On the bed?
No, on my little boy's bed.
Oh, okay, right. I was going to say.
You know.
I think you're like one of those weird girls that has loads of teddies on the bed.
Don't go to bed with a dog every night.
Anyway, just to remind you, if you don't know who Scooby-Doo is...
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Yeah.
Thanks.
Did you see it yesterday, by any chance?
No, I didn't see yesterday's, no.
Right, it was on BBC One, and it was called What's New, Scooby-Doo? Have you seen that one?
I do know What's New, Scooby-Doo.
It's good, actually.
It's not as good as the older ones.
It's not, but it's, you know, it's all right. But how many times on yesterday's episode did Scooby make weird Scooby noises?
What's the noise I'm looking for again?
No, it's not the number of actual noises, the number of times he makes noises.
Right. Okay.
Do you mean anything other than him actually talking?
Yes.
Any variation of...
Yeah, any variation of... Just a random noise. Okay? Not talking.
11.
You're saying 11? Mm. Chappers.
12.
Oh.
I was actually going to say 12. I was.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Scooby-Doo being Scooby-Doo yesterday on What's New Scooby-Doo.
He is the legendary Sandman Psycho. Oh, boy. That makes the fish in my sneakers happy.
Let's look around.
So that's six.
Six?
Six weird. Noises. Which means that Becky gets the point.
Well done, Becky.
There we are.
I always thought there were more than that. Also, I have no idea what the character said to Scooby-Doo at the end, but it sounded very wrong.
Oh! What's occurring?
What do you think they said?
I can't say, but I don't know.
I think it would have been good or badly bleeped.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll find out. Hang on.
Let's look around.
Let's look around.
Right.
Me and you looked at each other like, oh my God, I hope I put in the right version.
Yeah. Adult Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
I didn't realise there was adult Scooby-Doo, was there?
Isn't.
Oh, all right, sorry. So, 1-1. Are you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember on Dear Scott earlier where we answer your texts and emails? The person who emailed about Steve's in garages.
Everyone at the garage was called Steve. There must have been at least six Steves working there. To be a car mechanic, do you have to be called Steve?
Well, that's a good question. So, we decided to put this to the test yesterday. We called five garages all over the UK and asked for Steve. But how many had one working there?
Two.
Becky.
How many garages did you call again? Five.
Five garages all over the UK.
I'll say six.
Three. What? Three.
So you're saying two.
Yeah.
And you're saying three.
Yeah. Oh. Thanks, Scooby.
Let's find out.
Oh. What's occurring?
How many Steves do actually work in garages?
Hello.
Hello, Steve there, please.
Dave?
Steve.
No, mate, you got the wrong number.
The Steve, Meister, you know, Steve man.
Who do you want? Hang on.
Steve.
Good morning, car clinic.
I wonder if I could speak to Steve, please.
I don't think we've got a Steve.
Little Steve.
Little Steve. No, I don't,
You know, teeny weeny Steve, they call him.
No, we definitely don't have a teeny weeny Steve.
Wee Steve?
Nope. No, no Stevens here.
Mini Steve.
No, no mini Steve.
Small Steve.
No.
Good morning, Cat Rivers.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling, please?
It's Scott.
Scott. Hello there.
Hi, Steve, you alright?
Fine, thank you.
Can I just ask, are you the Steve that's allergic to mushrooms?
No.
Which Steve are you, then?
Steve?
Yeah.
I'm Peter.
Oh, right, I asked for Steve.
We haven't got a Steve that works here. Who are you trying to contact?
Steve, you know, the one with terrible bad breath, can't stick mushrooms. No?
No, I haven't got a clue who that is. DJ Bird Auto Services.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve who?
Big Steve.
Well, we've got Phil, we've got Chris, we've got Stuart.
Are any of them really, really fat?
Really fat? No.
Oh, it's not Steve then, is it?
No. Hello,
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling, mate?
Hey, Scott.
1 minute, mate, I'll fetch you here.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Oh, I think I've got the wrong number, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. That were the most surreal load of phone calls I think I've ever heard.
I have to say, I was a bit tired at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got the mushrooms thing from at all.
No.
I don't know, that just came out of thin air.
And you knew such a lot of words for little as well.
Wee, mini,
tiny.
Tiny, teeny weeny. So just one Steve. I can't even remember what you said now.
I said two, didn't I?
Yeah, he said two, I said three. He wins.
You win.
Oh, what's occurring?
You are a rubbish quizmaster. I'm
told
sorry.
You, I'm no good with numbers. I can't do it.
You expect your contestants to keep count?
You could cheat. You probably are.
No, we're not.
You probably are. I wouldn't even know. Right, let me know how you did on 81199. Chappers win, so that I make that Becky won, Chappers won so far this week.
Well
right.
done.
Thank you very much. It's 3 minutes to 8. Since Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone...